Today's daf is Masechtas Makis Daf Vav, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Hey Amid Beis. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the halacha of Edom Zoynimin, specifically that although the Torah says Vasisim Loi Kashazomam Lasis La'achiv, there's a halacha of Kashazomam V'loi Kasharasa. So if Edom would walk into Bezin, they would say Edos. And Bezdin would act upon their Eidos, and then afterwards two other Eidim would come and say, Heichatem Neidem, Imanu Hayisem, B'makum Ployni. The halacha is, we would not say the halacha of Kasher Zomam. Kasher Zomam V'loi Kasher Os. And the Mishnah says, that was in sharp contrast to what the Tzedukim believed. The Tzedukim were the opinion, just the opposite. That it says in the Torah, Nefesh, B'nefesh, that we learn from there, the only time Edom Zoymim are punished is if Bezdin actually acted upon their Eidos. But if Bezdin would not have done something, if it wasn't Kasher Osa, but rather it was Kasher Zomam, then you would not have the halacha. So on that note, the Gemara quotes of Bryce, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, Ere ben Echomo, Imloi Harakti, Eid Zoymim. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy swore. He said that, may I not see Nechama. We'll see what Nechama he was referring to in a moment. Is if what I'm about to tell you is not true. And that is that I once killed an Eid Zoymim, Lahitzi Miliban Shal Tzedakin. And even though maybe this Eid Zoymim didn't deserve to die, but I had to make a point, and the point was to go Kenegad Tzedakim. Shal Yuayman, the Tzedakim used to say, Ein Eidim Zoymim Erogin, Achi Yehariganidin. They were of the opinion that Eidim Zoymim are not killed, unless there was a kasher osa. And I went and I killed an Eid Zoynin, despite the fact that it was not kasher osa, and the reason I did it was lahoitzim ili ben shaltzadik. So Shimon ben Shetach heard what Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy said, and he told him, Ere ben Achama, unfortunately, with the same akdom, and Moshe shafach the dam nochi. You realize what you did? You killed an innocent man. Because although I understand it was kasher zoma, v'loy kasher osa, and you were trying to prove a point, but in the singular, you killed one eid zoymim. We know the halacha. Hari amru chachamim, ein eid zoymim erogim ad sheyezum u'shneim. Ve'ein loikin ad sheyezum u'shneim. You're not allowed to just kill one eid zoymim. You're not allowed to just give malchus to one eid zoymim. Unless both of the eidim are found to be zoymimin, then there's no halacha of kasher zoymim at all. And from what Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy said, emloy harakti eid zoymim, it sounds like he only killed one. So he told him, you're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy heard what he did, that he caused an innocent man to die, miyad kibil olav Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, she'ini moira ira, eluf ne'eshivet ben Shetach. He took it upon himself that heretofore he would never be moira ira, despite the fact that he certainly had the credentials to be a moira ira, but he took it upon himself that he wouldn't paskin a shayla unless Shimon ben Shetach was present. Additionally, he did tshuva. His tshuva was, v'chol yomov Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy hoye mishtateach al kivrei shalaiso. He used to go every single day to the kever of that aid, and he would cry. And the Gemara says, "Vayokoyloi nishma." He would make tremendous bechis. The people that heard these voices, they thought koylei shel haruk. They actually thought that it was the haruk. This person's voice, his spirit, was somehow coming out from his grave, and he was the one that was crying, as if he had timers, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, for the fact that he caused him to die. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy said, koylei shelihu. No, it's not the voice of the haruk. It's my voice. But they didn't believe him. So he said, I'll prove it to you. Teidu, lemachar humeis. When I die, he said, in koylei nishma. You're going to hear the voice isn't going to be coming anymore. Must be it's my voice, because if it's the voice of the Harug, then even if I'm not alive anymore, that voice should still be there. Amalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Rav Ashi, but Rav Acha Breid Rav told Rav Ashi, Dilma Bedina come by day, Inami Piyuse Paisei. I don't think Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy would have had a greater raya, because even if Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy was nifter and the voice would stop, it's not muchach that the voice was always his voice. Maybe the voice was the voice of the Harug, but now that they were in Shammai and he was able to take him to Din Torah, or maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy was able to appease this person, it's for that reason the voice stopped emanating. The bottom line is, for some reason, the Gemara thinks it's important that we know whose voice it was. I mean, these are Gedolei Amiron that are chiming in. Rav Acha Breid Rava, Rav Ashi is involved, but for whatever reason, the Gemara says that there were voices. People thought it was the voice of the Harig. Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy said, I can assure you it's my voice. Thought he had proof. The bottom line is, the Gemara said that whatever proof they thought he had wasn't going to be a real proof. Either way, before we go weiter, two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy said, Ere ben Echama. He was trying to emphasize that what he was about to say was true. He says, I'm going to make a very bold statement. You're probably not going to believe me, but I'm telling you it's emes, not just that, Ereb Benachama. So what does Ereb Benachama mean? So Rashi says, really what he said was loy Ereb Benachama. The Gemara Hafchay Lebracha. What he was saying was that if what I'm telling you is not true, may I not see Nechama. Which Nechama? So from Rashi, it's mashma that he was bringing upon himself some sorrow with his family, and he said that may something terrible happen to me, and may I never have nechama, the brachas of Anochim Yenachim should not be in the sky. If I'm about to tell you, is not true. But Tosfos in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Tezayin of Beis has a different shot. He says he was referring to the nechama of Tzion. He said that if what I'm about to tell you is not true, may I not witness nechama si, may I not witness the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. And my brother Shloimi showed me a tremendous Marsha on that Tosfos, where the Marsha says he doesn't understand. Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, they lived during this man, during the Beis Hamikdash. They lived this man Bayesheni. So if he lived this man Bayesheni, what is he saying? Loy Ereb ben Achama. He lived during the Beis Hamikdash. Today it would make sense to say Loy Ereb ben Achama, but he lived this man Habayis. So says the Marsha. Now the Pshat is based on the Yesoy that's Mavur in many places, and we've discussed it many times, and that is that Bayesheni was not Bayes Rishon. The Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, world became a Nachna. So the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. They then went to Gaulus for 70 days, and then they rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash. But the second Beis Hamikdash that was built never replaced the first Beis Hamikdash. It was nowhere near the level of the first Beis Hamikdash. Number one, says the Marsha, there was no Malchus Beis David. Number two, the Gemara says in Yuma Chafal of the days that there were five things that were lacking in the Bayis we had in the Bayis Rishon. Arin, Kruvin, Kapoiris, Ruch, HaKodesh, so there were a lot of things that were missing in Bayis Sheni, and the Yidden then understood that Bayis Sheni was not a replacement for Bayis Rishon, and they would daven and they would mourn Churban Bayis Rishon. I found once a Ritva in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, where the Ritva says that there were tkufes during Bayis Sheni that the Yidden used to fast Tisha B'Av for Churban Bayis Rishon. It's unbelievable. So they're fasting Tisha B'Av on Churban Beis Hamikdash. When there's a Beis Hamikdash, what are they fasting? They have a Beis Hamikdash because Bayis Sheni wasn't Bayis Rishon, and they were still mourning. And that was why Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy and Shimon ben Shetach, they said Ereb ben Achama, even though they lived Bizman Abayis, but they were still waiting and hoping for the real Beis Hamikdash, which was Bayis Rishon. And of course, going to be Bayis Shlishi. That's the first aura. The second aura, a little bit more of a lamdish aura, and that is, so we have here the halach of kasher zomam, the loy kasher osa, which means that if Edom walk into Bezdin, they say Edus, Bezdin acts upon the Edus, so for example, they kill the person that these Edom testified against, or they get Malchus. Rambam says maybe not Malchus. So the halach is kasher zomam, loy kasher osa, and kipshuta it's halach in the oinish of kasher zomam. But they say over b'shem Reb Chaim Briska, that Reb Chaim cleared, what would be with regards to forget kasher zomam, but accepting the edus of the second Eidim versus the first Eidim. In a case where there was a kasher osa, where Bezdin already acted upon the edus of these two Eidim, and now two other Eidim walk into Bezdin, and they say, how could you say edus? So Reb Chaim said of Gevaldige Charifus, he said that we know Eid Zayim Chidishu. Really, my chazes is some chasahanis, my chahani. He spoke out in the Hakdama to the Masechta. Every time you have a tray, so sveke de raisa, sveke de rabbanon, but there's some sort of suffix. There's no reason to believe the second pier of Edom more than the first pier of Edom, or vice versa. So tray is always treated as a suffix. But there's a special chiddush, edzoimim chiddushu, that we believe the second Edom more than the first Edom. So Reb Chaim cleared it out that it could be when there's a kasher also, being that there's afka from the parsha of Hazama, maybe the afka is not only from the oynish of kasher zomam, but maybe the afka is from the whole chiddush of Hazama. And Meila, if that's the case, there's no reason to believe the second pir of Edom more than believing the first pir of Edom. And if that's the case, this case of Hazama would actually have to be treated like a regular tray, sveikid de raisa, sveikid de rabbanon. The first Edom won't be possible Edom, it'll be totally in the machloikis, amayron, rav chizdi, rav huna, chaske sabatim, zuba b'fnei atzma mida, v'zuba b'fnei atzma mida. But the whole chiddush of Hazama wouldn't be, oyesh lemano? He said, maybe kasher zomam, the way kasher also is aloch in the oynish of kasher zomam. So you're not going to punish the Edom, you're not going to give them the punishment of kasher zomam, but as it relates to the ikr chiddush of Hazama, it could be there you would say that avadu, we believe the second peer of Edom, even if it was a kasher also, regardless, zok to Mishnah Vayta. Pishnayim, Edom, oy shloisha, Edom, yumas hameis. So there's a discussion, which pasuk the Mishnah means to quote. There's two psukim in the Torah that talk about you need to weigh them. this one that's we have the Geras Al Pishnayim Edim Oy Shloisha Edim Yumas Ameis, and then is the pasuk of Al Pishnei Edim Oy Al Pishloisha Edim Yakum Dover. The first one is talking about Chayvei Misas Bezdin, and the second one is talking about Dinei Mamonis. Either way, Zok the Mishnah Al Pishnayim Edim Oy Shloisha Edim Yumas Ameis. So, fake the Mishnah, the obvious question: In Miskayemis Edim Pishnayim Lama Parat Agazav Shloisha. If two Edim works, then why does Torah have to say that three Edim works? Elo says the Mishnah, Lahakish Shnayim L'Shloisha. We're coming to compare two Edim that walk into Bezdin to three Edim that walk into Bezdin. Meaning, Ma Shloisha Mazimin as Hashnayim. Just like if two Edim would say Edus, and then three Edim would come in afterwards, and they would say, Yimanu Ayisim B'makom Ployni, it's Pashit that we believe the three more than the two. Af hashnayim yazumu asagim. It works in the reverse as well. That if the first pair of Edom are three and the second pair of Edom are two, we would believe the two over the three. That's the hekish of two to three. There's no chilek. Two, three, three, two. It's all one and the same. How do you know that two is even like 100? So if two are Edim say one thing and 100 say another thing, how do you know it makes no difference? Talmud Leimar Edim. Salpi Shnayim Edim. Oy Shloisha Edim. Says Edim again. So Shnayim, Shloisha, three and two are the same. Edim tells me even 100. Pshimin, Reb Shimon teaches said we learn different halacha from this pasuk. Mash Shnayim in a rog, Mash Yush Shnayim Zayimin. Just like two Edim, the halacha is the only time they would get kasha zomam if they're found to be zomimin is if both of them were found to be zomimin. Av Shloisha, so two, three in a rogan, Mash Yush Shloshim Zayimin. There's a halacha that the only time you could give kasha zomam if all the Edim were found to be zomimin. So if they were two, it's the two. If it's the three, it's the three. I mean, I feel may. How do you know even if it's 100 Tamalei Me'edim? So we learn from the word Edim that if 100 Edim testify, all 100 Edim would have to be found Zoymimin. Otherwise, like with the Meiser, Rabbi Ben Taboy and Shimon Ben Shetach, you wouldn't be able to kill it. Rabbi Kiva says, Leiba, Shlishi, Lahakel, Elo, Lahach, Mirolov. Velaso is Dino, Keyoitza, Be'edim. Rabbi Rashi explains, Shitas, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held that the two halachis mentioned in the Mishnah are true. There's nothing to talk about. Two, three, 100, it's all one and the same. It makes no difference. Two could be mazim three could be mazim two could be mazim 100. The halacha of mash shnayim ein an erogim achiyu shnayim zoymimin av shloisha ein erogim achiyu shloshim zoymimin is true as well. Rabbi Kiva is not dinging zichin halacha. He agrees 100% with everything that was said. Rabbi Kiva holds you don't need a pasuk for it. Rabbi Kiva holds it's pashit. And the reason Rabbi Kiva held it was pashit, a geshmak harashi, is because when the Torah refers to edus, we know wherever the Torah refers to edus, it always refers to it in the singular. V'hinei eid sheker ha'eid. It's always in the singular. What's the tifkeit? It's because Edim together are treated as one unit of Edus. And it doesn't matter if the unit is made up of two, or if the unit is made up of three, or if it's made up of 100. At the end of the day, it's a unit. So if it's a unit, it's pashit that two and three and 100 are all the same. What then is the pasuk teaching me when it says, Al pi shnayim edim, oy al pi shloisha edim, zok digamar lahach mirolov, to teach me a chumrah, velaso is dinoi ki yoitze be'elu, to tell me that if two edim walk into Bezdin and they say Edus, and now a third person comes, and the found to be Zoyman, so the third person could say, you didn't really need me. I wasn't necessary. I didn't have to be part of this picture because without me, you would have had Edus anyways. So Solkadai de Chamina, that's an alibi and that could somehow get him off the hook. Kamash Malan, it's not that way. And then Rabbi Akiva, the ultimate optimist, who always knew how to see a silver lining in every situation, he gives us a krecht. He says, "Vimkein anash akosav lenitbal oivre aveira koivre aveira." If the Torah said that someone that's nitbal oivre aveira is treated like an oivre aveira, alachas kama vekama yeshalim schar lenitbal oisim mitzvah ka oisim mitzvah. If somebody joins oisim mitzvah, even if he wasn't needed, but if he's part of a chevra, a chabur of oisim mitzvah, so there's nothing to talk about that he's definitely going to be rewarded as well. Rashi quotes the famous Chazal, the midah toiv is meruba, the midah parani is 500 times. We know it from the Aseres Hadibros, but the point is, this is Rabbi Akiva l'shitasei, I think. Rabbi Akiva is pointing out how chomer it is to be nitbal over avera. Rabbi Akiva says, why take out something negative if we can take out something positive? What's the positive? If a nitbal over avera is kach, can you imagine a nitbal oisim mitzvah? But then Rabbi Akiva continued. He said, but there's an halacha you can learn from here as well. And that is a mash, just like if two Edom would say Edus, and one of them was found to be a carve apostle, Edus would be bottle. Why is it possible it would be bottle? Because you only have an Ed Echad. You started off with two, and one is apostle, so you don't have Edus anymore. Av Shloisha, Nimtza, Echad mehem karav apostle, Edus and Betelo, you can have the same exact halacha. Says the Gemara, how do you know that even if You had 100 Eidim, and one out of the 100 was found to be apostle. The other 99 are kosher. How do you know you knocked out the whole Eidim? Talmud Loimar Eidim. Either way, so the Gemara says that there are four halachas the Mishnah mentioned, learned out from Al Pishnayim Eidim, Oishloisha Eidim, Yumas Ameis, the last of which was Nimtza Echad Meyam Karav Apostle, Eidusim Betelos. Zok the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Medvar Mamur. When is this last halacha true? That Nimtza Echad Meyam Karav Apostle, Eidusim Betelos. That's Bedine Nefashis. Avo Bedine Mominis, this guy made us Beshar. So by Dine Nefashis, there's such a halacha. But by Dine Mominis, over there, you don't have that halacha. Rashi says, what should be the chiluk between Dine Nefashis and Dine Mominis? So the top Rashi, the Chsivi Itzilu Ha'eda, because when it comes to Dine Nefashis, they're always trying to find some sort of schus. So if 10 Eidim come into Bezin, and one of them was found to be possible, we're very happy to knock out the whole Eidus. Why? Because of Yitzilu Eid. But as it relates to Dine Mominis, there's no svar of Yitzilu Eid. Over there, you're not going to have that halacha. Rebbe argued, he said, Echo Dine Mominis, the Echo Dine Nefashis. No, the halacha is true by Dine Mominis, and the halacha is true by... fucking kavur. It's true by Dine Nefashis as well. Says the Gemara of Emosai. When is that? So, Bizman Shehisru Bahen. But that's only true, said Rebbe. That Nimtza Echad Meyam Karav Apostle Eidusim Betela. And this Gemara we're about to learn is one of the most lumdish Gemaras in the entire Masechta. So when is this true? Bizman Shehisru Bahen. That's if the person that was found to be Apostle gave Hasra to the person that's about to do the Aveir. I was manchalai Hisru Bahem, but let's say he didn't give Asra, so he was never formally an aid, then you don't say that if we find out later that he was Pasol, Eidusam Betela. Because if that's the case, Mayasu Shnei Achin, Shiro Be'echa, Targus Anefesh. If two brothers are standing outside and they witness some drive-by shooting, so now that's it. If other people saw it as well, there's no way to prosecute this person, you're going to say that whoever saw is an aid. Nimtza Echad Mehem Karoiv, because two brothers are Karoiv to each other, they're Karoivim, so now the whole Eidus is going to be thrown out. You can't say that. So Maskir, the only time you have the Halacha, Nimtza Echad Mehem Karoiv, Apostle Eidusim Betela, is if the person that was found to be Apostle actually acted as an aid. He gave Hasra, for example. The Gemara is going to say Hasra's Lavdafka. But the point is, he signed up. On some level, he committed to being an aid. But if he never committed to be an aid, in that case, this halacha is not going to be true. Either way, Zokta Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said that this that our Mishnah said, all these halachas, that 2, 3, 100, it's all one and the same. And that you would view, for example, 100 people that walk into Zay Eidus as one cut Eidus, with regards to the Nafkaminas mentioned in the Mishnah. That's true if they all said Eidus, Kulam He'idu, Teich Kedei Dibor. But if they didn't say Eidus, Teich Kedei Dibur, then this halacha is not going to be true. Amalei Rav Achumi Difti the Ravino Mechdi. I don't understand. Teich Kedei Dibur, Hei Chidami. What is Teich Kedei Dibur? Kedei She'elas Tamad Rav. It's Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umayri. That is the shear of Teich Kedei Dibur. So if that's the shear of Teich Kedei Dibur, how's it? It's a very small amount of time. It's a few seconds. So how's it possible that 100 people could have said Eidus, Teich Kedei Dibur, Zokti Yemara, Amalei, Kochad Vechad, Teich Dibur Shalchavei. What it means is each person has to say Teich Kedei Dibur from the previous person, and like this, you're going to end up having Teich Kedei Dibur. Again, we're going through these Gemaras as if, but you know, we have to do what we have to do. Zok the Gemara Vayit Rabbi Akiva in there, like Bosh Lishi Umashnaim. So before the next Gemara, we just have to understand the Mishnah a little bit better. Rabbi Akiva said, Al Pishnayim Eidim Oishloisha Eidim Yumas Ameis. Why did Torah have to say three if I already know two? It's coming to teach me halacha that Nimtza Echad Meyam Karav Apostel Eidusim Betelot. That if three people say Eidus, and one is found to be an apostle, the whole Eidus, the entire Eidus, is going to be knocked out. Stating that, there was a machlokes tanoim in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. In this halacha of Nimtza Echad Meyam Karav Apostel Eidusim Betela. Rabbi Yossi said, the medvar mamur in bedine nefashis. Avo bedine mominis? No such halach. Sky made this peshat. Rabbi Yoyim and Rabbi said, no. It doesn't make a difference. Echad dine mominis, the echad dine nefashis. Then Rebbe added oisof. Rebbe said, the emosai, when is this true? It's bizman she'isru bad. That's only true if all the Eidim gave Asra, meaning this Eid that was found to be a car of apostle, he was involved in the Eidus. It's mavur in the Rishonim, in this Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, all the Rishonim, that this Tanai that the Mishnah said, the Emosai Bezmanche Hisru Behem, was only going in Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe that said that Halach of Nimtze Echem Yem Karav Apostle Edusim Betela is true, Sai Bedine Nefoshes and Sai Bedine Mominis, stating that there's a limitation. It's only true if he gave Asra. if he formally signed up to be an it. But if he punked witnessed it, then you're not going to have that halacha. Rabbi Yossi, however, who said that halacha is only true by dinei nefashis, it's not true by dinei mamonis. And the way Rashi explained Shitas Rabbi Yossi, it's based on the Tzilo Eda. It has nothing to do with whether they gave Asra or they didn't give Asra. Regardless of he was master, he wasn't master, the halacha is always going to be that nimtza echonim karve posle du sembatelos. Again, this tonight that the Mishnah gave, it's important to understand the next Gemara. This tonight that the Mishnah gave, that the only time you have the halacha nimtza echonim karve posle du sembatelos is if he gave Asra, that's only true according to Rebbe. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that said it's true davka b'dinei nefashis, and it's based on the Tzilo Eda, even if he didn't give Asra, if he's found to be apostle, the halacha is a dusan betela. As if to say, according to Rabbi Yossi, if two brothers were ra, echad shaharges hanefesh, and chanami, maybe you won't be able to kill this person. Because even though the brothers never signed up to be Edim, they didn't give Asra per se, it doesn't matter. You can have the halacha of nimtza echadim karv apostle, a dusan betela.
So on that note, omale rapapa la baya, rapapa est abaya, a gishmaka kasha, ele meyata, oi bazoi, harug yatzel. Every single time somebody kills somebody, even if there are two kashra Edim that saw the ritzicha, we should not be able to kill the Ritzach. And the reason is because the Harug, the victim, also witnessed what happened to him. He himself is a puzzle aid, because a person can't say aidless about himself. And as a result, you have Nimtza Echad Mehem Karavei Puzzle, and the halacha should then be Eidusam Betela. And again, the Gemara's Kasha, Rapapa's question to Abaya is only according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that any person that witnesses something is automatically considered an aid, and to the extent that he's a apostle aid, we would say, Nimtza Echad Mehem Karve Apostle Eidusam Betela. But according to Rebbe, that the only time you say Nimtza Echad Mehem Karve Apostle Edus and Betelo is if the person had in mind to be an aid. Obviously, it's not a kasha because the harug, the victim, did not have to mind to be an aid. He didn't have anything in mind other than try to save his life. But the point is that according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that in all situations, if somebody witnesses something and he himself is a karav apostle, we say the entire edus is batal. Every single case of ritzicha, pun intended, should be dead on arrival, because the haruk himself should save the day for the ritzeach, and we should say that you don't have a kasher edus. So the Gemara said that Abaya told Rapapa, it's a good kasha, and you have no choice, but you have to say kishaharga me'achar. If the only time you could ever kill a ritzeach is if he killed the person from behind, meaning the haruk didn't see what was happening to him. The person snuck up from behind and he killed him. But enachinami, if it would have been befanav, great kasha, you would never be able to kill a ritzeach. But the Gemara says that Rapapa followed up and he asked Abaya another kasha, nirva yatzel. In a situation where somebody is Reveya, a Zachar, so the Nirva should always be considered an aid because he saw what happened to him. And we should say again, Nimza Echon and Karvi Pasle Dusan Betelo. So the Gemara says, Abaya told Rapapa the same answer. Kisharav and Me'acharev, you'll have to say it's talking about where he did the Maisa Reveya from behind. But then Rapapa asked the follow up. He said, Hoyrek Vereveya Yatzilo, meaning I understand Abaya. You figured out a way to get out of Harug Yatzel. You figured out a way to get out of Nirva Yatzel, but what about the Hirek and the Reveya? Meaning, what about the perpetrator? Why don't we say that he too is an aid? He's apostle aid, because again, you can't say aid is about yourself, and let him save the day. Let him be Matzel. So as it relates to Harug, you'll make an Akimta, Kisharga Me'acharev. As it relates to Nirva, you'll make an Akimta that it's talking about Kisharavi Me'acharev. But what about the Hirek and the Reveya? Why are they not Matzel themselves? So again, how could you ever prosecute somebody for a Ritzicha? How could you ever prosecute somebody for a Reveya? Why don't we say Nimtza Echad Me'am Karve, Apostle Edusim Betela, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Let the Hayrug be Matzel, let the Reveya be Matzel. So the Gemara said that when Rapapa asked Abaya this follow-up question, Ishtik. Abaya was stumped. He didn't have what to say. So what did Rapapa do? You ask Abaya Kash, Abaya doesn't know the answer. So who are you going to next? It's easy. You're going to Rava, right? So he also became the Rava. So Rapapa went to Rava and he told Rava, you know, I asked this Kasha to Abaya. First I said, Harug Yatzel. No, he gave me a Doichik, the Shahargu Me'achayrug. Then I said, Nirba Yatzel. Also a big doichik. He said, Kisharavi Me'acharev. But then I said, Harug V'Reveya Yatzilu, and I stumped him. Ishtek, he had nothing to say. So, Rava, do you have an answer? So the Gemara said, Amalei Rava said, yeah, I do have an answer. Yakum Davar, B'mekai Midavar HaKasim Adavar. It says in the Pasuk, Al Pishnei Edim, Oyal Pishloisha Edim Yakum Davar. And that is the Pasuk that teaches us the halacha of Nimtza Echamem Karve Pasul Edusim Betelo. And we see that the Torah says, Al Pishnei Edim, Oyal Pishloisha Edim Yakum Davar. What does Yakum Davar mean? it means that this halacha of nimtze echmeim karve pasal idusa metela is only relevant to the people that are here to establish that what happened took place. As if to say that everybody in the picture wears a hat, meaning he has a role. The perpetrator is the bad guy. The victim is Nebuch. The witnesses are the ones that are going to testify and they're going to establish that this actually took place. The din of nimtza echad mehem karve pasle dusam betelo is only true for the mekayim medavar, for the people that are not the perpetrator, not the victim. Their function is merely to establish that this is what took place. However, as it relates to the Hoyreg and the Harug, and as it relates to the Reveya and the Nirva, they're not Mekayim Dover. They wear different hats, they have a different role, and they're not included in this halacha of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karve Pasol Edusam B'Tel. So the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Yosi B'Medvar Mamurim V'Chulu, and then Rebbe said, Mayasu Shnei Achim V'Chulu. And just to chazer again, the Mishnah had said, Nimtza Echmim Karve Pasle Dusim Batela, and it was Machloikis Rabbi Yosi and Rebbe how to qualify the Mishnah. In other words, both Rabbi Yosi and Rebbe hold that the Mishnah needs to be qualified. It's not always true that Nimtza Echmim Karve Pasle Dusim Batela. The Machloikis is what that qualification is. According to Rabbi Yosi, the qualification is that it's only true by Dine Nefashis, it's not true by Dine Mamanis. Why? Rashi said, Dechsiv Vihitzilu Ha'eda, we try to be Mahapach Beschus when it comes to Dine Nefashis, so if there's a way to knock out the Edas, it's going to something we're going to do. But as it relates to Dine Mominus, then you're not going to have this halacha. Rebbe's qualification was that the only time this is true is Bezman Shehistru Behen. That's only if the apostle is someone that gave Hasra to the one that's doing the Aver. But if he didn't give Hasra, then this halacha is not going to be true. Now, to be clear, Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of Rebbe's qualification, and Rebbe doesn't hold of Rabbi Yossi's qualification. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't matter if you were Hisru or Loi Hisru, and according to Rebbe, it doesn't matter if it's Dinei Nefashis or if it's Dinei Mominus. The only qualification that matters according to Rabbi Yossi is Dinei Nefashis, and the only qualification that matters according to Rabbi Yossi is Bizmancha Hisru Ban. But the Gemara assumes that even though in the Mishnah, Rebbe said Bizmancha Hisru Bahen, Bizmancha Hisru Bahen is Lav Dafka. Meaning, the purpose of Hisru Behem and the point that Rebbe is trying to say in the Mishnah is that you need that the aid that was found to be a Karev Apostle was actually trying to say Eidos. If he's an innocent bystander and he just happened to have witnessed what happened, you're not going to have the halach of Nimtza Echmeim Karev Apostle do something. How do you know that? Because that's what he said in the Mishnah. He said, Mayasu Shneyachim Shro Be'echet Shaharagas HaNefesh. Meaning, if you're coming to say Eidos, so then you have this halach of Nimtza Echmeim Karev Apostle do something. If you weren't coming to say Eidos, then not. Now, what was the example of, is he coming to say Eidos or is he not coming to say Eidos? Did he give Hasra? But the Gemara understands that that can't be the only example. Meaning, it's possible, even if the person didn't give Hasra, that still we would assume that he's an aid because he came to say Eidos, and that the halacha would be, Nimtza Echamiyam Karve Pasol Eidos Ambetevo. Right? So Hasra is only an example. It's not the only example. And just to prove it even more, Hasra is only negay Dine Nefashis, Hasra is negay Malkus, but let's say by Dine Mominus is no Din Hasra in the first place. And Rebbe clearly holds Echad Dine Mominus for Echad Dine Nefashis. He holds this halacha is true even by Dine Mominus. Now by Dine Mominus there's no such concept of Asra. So the Gemara wants to know that how would we do the cross-examination? If we're trying to figure out, was this person punked the bystander or was he veer to witness so that later he can testify? What would that questionnaire look like? Meaning, what questions would we ask him? Heichi amrina lu, in the words of the Gemara, to try to determine whether he was trying to be an aide or whether he was not trying to be an aide. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava said, Hachi amrina lu, this is what we tell him. Lemechse asisu? Oy lasu de asisu. Tell me, you came just to witness? Or did you come to say, Etzi ami lemechse lasu de asu? If the Edom say that we came to say Eidos, then nimtze echmin karve apostle, do some betelo. Yami lemechse asu. If they say that we only came to see, then nu. What's your two brothers that saw somebody kill somebody? Do what? All of a sudden, the whole Eidos is going to be bottled. It can't be. In other words, Hasra's Lavdafka. We asked him a very straightforward question. It's not a complicated questionnaire. You came to say Eidos, but you came to see. If you came to say Eidos and you're a Karev Apostle, you whack out the whole Eidos. If you only came to see, then this halacha is not going to be true. So we have a machloikis in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi and Rebbe, in terms of understanding the din of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karev Apostle, Eidos and Betela. Here's the question. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that the qualification that matters is dinei nefashis, or do we paskin like Rebbe that the qualification that matters is la asude asisu or lemechse asisu? Says the Gemara was a machlokes amayron. Itmar Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul halachik Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said the name Mashmul. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Rab Nachman Amr Rab Nachman said halacha ke Rebbe.
Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hoye shnayim rois noisoi. Michaloy, know where we after? Oh, you shnayim roy noisoy Michaloy in there. There were two people.
It's four phones and no recording.
Oh, you shnayim roy noisoy Michaloy in there. The shnayim roy noisoy Michaloy in there. The echad masra boy beemza. So there were two people. They were each looking out of a window of a building, and they two on one side, two on another side, and they all witnessed the same thing. They witness somebody commit an aver for which is chayiv mises bezin. They saw somebody kill somebody. Says the Mishnah, bezman she miktasin roin elu es elu, if they're able to see each other, hare elu edus achas. Meaning if one aid from each side is able to see the aid from the other side, so then we look at it as one edus. So all the halachas from the previous Mishnah apply. It's one kar edus. Vimla, but if not, hare elu shtei yudiyos. Then the halachas, we look at them as two independent aidim. So for example, the fika chenitzis achas vehem zoimemes. Let's say one kar edim are found to be zoimemen. So hu vehen nerogin. They will get killed. But the Reitzeach will also get killed, because Vashni Aptura. I mean, it's not looked at as one Edus, now the whole Edus is bottled, where Nimtza Echmim Karvi Basel Medusim Betela. No, the Edim that were found to be Zoyimim are going to be killed, but the other ones, not. And being that the other ones are kosher, so who, that person himself, will be Nerig as well. Rabbi Yosef says, Lo'ilam Ein Erogam Hachiyu Shnei Edim Masrim. A person is not killed, a person can't be Chayev Misa, unless two Edim give him hasra. You need the edim themselves to give hasra. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Shenemer al pishnayim edim. From al pishnayim edim, Rabbi Yossi learned that the hasra that a person needs in order to be punished, whether it's malchus or misa, has to be from the edim. Davar acher al pishnayim edim shleitei sanhedrin shleimas v'piat torgim. We learned from there that the sanhedrin has to hear directly from the edim. It can't be through a middleman. It can't be from a torgim. We'll speak out some raid about that tomorrow. Either way, Zokti Gemara Rav Zuchu Batuvi Amar Rav Minayli Edus Miuchedes Shibsula. How do you know this halacha, the Mishnah, what the Gemara refers to as Edus Miuchedes? How do you know that the two Edim have to be together as a kat, as a group, in order for them to be treated as a kat Edus? But if one's standing here and one's standing there, it's not getting with Shenemala. You must al pi Edecha. My Echa. Ile Medecha Mamish. Mireisha Shaminula. Al pi Shnaim Edim. It says al pi Shnaim Edim. Why does the Torah have to say, you must al pi Edecha? Ela, my Echad, Echad, Echad. It means that if one person saw by himself and another person saw by himself, they're not mitzdarev to create two Edim in order for the person to be Chayiv Misa, they would have to see it together. So al pi Shnaim Edim teaches me the aloch of two Edim. La Yumas al pi Ed Echad means that if there were two Edim, but they were echad echad, they saw it individually, you're not going to have this tanya nami hochi. La yumas al pi ed echad, lahavi shnayim, shiroi noise, echad mechaloin ze, the echad mechaloin ze, the ein royin ze, as esh, ein mitstarif. The loch is, it's not mitstarif, edis miuchedis, the edis is going to be bottled. Again, how do I know that? From la yumas al pi ed echad, la yoid, another aloch, la filu bezecha ze, pechaloin echad, ein mitstarifin. Even if the two edim saw out of the same window, but they didn't see it at the same time. So one person saw, and then that person went away from the window, and the other person saw. So there were two Edim. They saw out of the same window. They just didn't see it at the same exact moment. The halacha is a mitzdarfen. So not only if they both saw it at the same time from different windows are they not mitzdarif, but even if they didn't see it at the same time from the same window, they're not mitzdarif. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. If anything, it's far, it should be just the opposite. Hashta. Uma echad mechaloin zeh, echad mechaloin zeh. Dahai kochazi kulei maisa, vahai kochazi kulei maisa. Madach in those cases where each one saw the whole maisa. Amrlim mitzdarf, you tell me that loch is a sam mitzdarf. Bezachar zeh, in the case of zachar zeh, dahai chazi palga de maisa, vahai chazi palga de maisa nibaya. Which is the bigger chiddish? You'd think the second case is the bigger chiddish. So what are you telling me for lo yoit? Amalese, he told him, lein yitzruchel lebayel aserva. Talking about a case where it was possible for two people to look not at the same time and still see a full maisa, such as Gilui Arayis, where you don't have to see mitchila v'atzoif in order to be able to be an aid. As long as each aid saw some of it, that would be enough. So not only if they saw from different windows, but even if they saw it out of the same window, it was bezeh achar zeh. Being that it was bezeh achar zeh, the halacha is the two edios can't be mitzvah. If they saw it bezeh achar zeh, each one didn't see the whole thing, it's not muchach. Be talking about Babay Lerv, in that case, it would be pass. Oh, my Rava. Rava said, so I'm saying halacha, that if two Edim witness something, But they weren't together. If they could see each other, they count as two Edom. If they can't see each other, they don't count as two Edom. So Rava said they actually don't have to see each other. If they each see the one that gave the Hasra, so that person could be Ma'achid them, and he can turn them into a Kat Edom. So the Edom don't have to see each other per se. But if each one of the Edom sees the one giving Hasra, that in and of itself would be enough. Amar Rava, another halacha regarding Hasra. Master Sha'amru, afilu mipi atzmoy, afilu mipi asheid. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah that Asra has to be from Edim and to Edim. But says the Gemara, Rava argued, Rava Paskin, not that way. And that is that Hasra doesn't have to be from the Edom Dafka. It could be Mipi Atzmai. So Reuven's about to kill Shimon. If Shimon tells Reuven, listen, I'm letting you know right now, you kill me, you're gonna be killed. That is Hasra. So if two Edom, obviously he can't be the Eid. But if there are Edom, in addition to that, that in itself constitutes Hasra. V'apilu Mipi Ashed, even if there was a Shade, a Shin Dalid, that gave the Hasra, even that would be Hasra. Amr Rav Nachman, another Allah, Edis Milchedes, Ksheira, Bedine Mamanis. That even though there's Allah of Edis Milchedes, it's only Bedine Nefashis that you have this Allah. By Dine Mamanis, you don't have this Allah, the Chsivla Yumas Alpi Edechot, Bedine Nefashis, who they ain't Ksheira, Avo Bedine Mamanis, Ksheira. It's Dafka Bedine Nefashis, but by Dine Mamanis, it's going to be Kasher, because the Makar was Lo Yumas Alpi Edechot. So we're talking about Dine Nefashis, obviously. We're not talking about Dine Nefashis. Maskev Lor Abzutra, Elamayato, Bedine Nefashis, Tatzel. If that's the case, that Taloch is only true by Dine Nefashis, but it's not true by Dine Mominois. So his kasha was that Bedine Nefashis Tatzel, to the extent that you find out where there were two sets of Edom looking out of a different window. So the Taloch is that if one set of Edom were found to be Zoymimin, we don't knock out the whole Edos. Why not? Because at the end of the day, you have the other set of Edom. But Avivat, you're telling me that there's no halacha of Edos Miuchedes by Dine Mominus. Listen to the Kasha. So, Freit the Gemara, why don't we say that if by Dine Mominus it's one Edos, that let it be treated, Lakula, to save this person's life, as one Edos by Dine Nefashis as well? If it's one Edos, you'll have a Nimtza Echemim Karve Apostle, Edos and Betelo, you'll be able to be Mekayim Vitzilo Edo. A chap of a Kasha, says the Gemara. Kasha, it's a good kasha. We know what's the rule with kasha. It means it's a teretz. It's a little bit dochuk. Tufta means there's no answer, but kasha means there's a teretz. It's just a little bit dochuk. So before we conclude, just what's that?
What's a teretz?
I don't know. So before we conclude, just one ha'aruh going back to Perek Chelim. And specifically Perek Chelik, which I think requires its own siyim, without being Messiah Me'en HaPsicha, say over one hora. So the theme of Perek Chelik, obviously a few digressions and diversions, but the theme was Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Lo'ilam Abba, Ve'elu She'en Lam Chelik Lo'ilam Abba. Achav, Yerova, Menashe, Achitoifel, Gechazi, Bilam, etc. That was the theme of Perek Chelik. But I think everybody walks away from Perek Chelik feeling pretty good. Because at the end of the day, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Leilam Abba, there's a list of Eilu She'en Lam Chelik Leilam Abba. The Gemara says, Darshin Rishuma Yisraimrim, even Achav and Menashe and Yeravam, even they're going to have a Chelik in Leilam Abba. The bottom line is, the Pashtus is Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Leilam Abba. Stating that, there's two Gemaras that I think are Tzarech Iyun that we need to understand in order to walk away with a proper appreciation. The first is the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches on the days. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Gishal Choler Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, when Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was sick, Holach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan Levakra, so the great Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan of Asora Aruge Malchus fame, went to be Mavakra Choylo, the Godel Adar at the time, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Omaloh, so he tells him, Chanina Achi, my brother Chanina, Iyati Oidea Sheum Azumen Hashemayim Himlichu, Shechriv Es Beisei Vesarf Es Eicholoi, war was raging. You have to picture Germany, 1939. He says, you know what the Romans are all about. You know the power that they have. They have a tremendous siyata deshmaya. And vanisha mato alecha, I'm skipping a little bit, I hear about you, sha'ata yoyshe va'isik b'teira, that you're giving shiurim u'makal kiles b'rabim v'sei v'teira munach l'cha b'chekech. What are you thinking? I don't understand. This is a suicide mission. They're going to kill you. Omar leitz, Rav Chanina ben Tradyan, the great chassid, tells Rav Yosef ben Kisma, min ha'shamayim yirachamu, I have siyata deshmaya, and shamayim they're going to have rachmanos on me. Omar leitz, he told him, ani oymelucha dvarim shaltam, v'ata oymelim min ha'shamayim yirachamu, I'm trying to reason with you, I'm telling you, be practical. You're risking your life. That's not a good answer. Tomani, and then Rabbi Yosef and Kista say it would be a big chiddush to me if Imlo Yisrafu Oischa Vaseif Torah Beish. Either way, Rabbi Chinen ben Tradin hears this and he turns to Rabbi Yosef and Kisma and he says, Amalei Rabbi Mani Lechayil Maba. Rabbi, tell me, am I going to have a chelik in Oil Maba? Amalei say, he told him, you want to know if you can have a chelik in Oil Maba? Tell me what you did to deserve to have a chelik in Oil Maba. Klum Maisa Baliyotka, did you ever do anything that you think would merit Oil Maba? Amalei tells him, I'll tell you a Maisa Shahaya. I'm a Gabbai Tztaka, and I once mixed up my money with the money that I had raised for Tztaka. I didn't know which was which, and I gave it all to Tztaka. So Yisrael Kisma said, if that's the case, not only are you going to have Oil Maba, but Michelkecha Yehi Chelki, Umigayrocha Yehi Gayroli, Halavai, I should be zeichet to have a little bit of Olam Haba like the Olam Haba that you're going to get. The Gemara tells the end of the story, and all the G'dayli Raimi, all the officers and the celebrities, they all went to pay tribute to Rabbi Yosef and Kisma. They went to his Levaya, and on their way back, they saw Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin giving shir, Berabin with the Sefer Torah, and they took Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, they lit him on fire with the Sefer Torah, and that's, of course, the kinnis and the horrible story that happened with Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin. But the bottom line is, you have here a Gemara with a great Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, one of the Tanoim, one of the Asar Ruge Malchus, is not sure if he's going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Vos Tutzach Da? What happened to Kol Yisrael Yechlam Chelik L'Olam Haba? That's the first Gemara. The second Gemara is a Gemara that we learned together in Perek Chelik. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Tzadik Ches Amir Al. A beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Ashkech Leliyo, Davi Kaima Pischa de Maros, Rabbi Shim Ba'yichoy. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was a Miron. And he met Eliyahu HaNavi. He was in Miron by the cave or by the Ma'ara of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon bar Levi sees Eliyahu HaNavi. It's a great opportunity to ask him something that's been on his mind. He says, Asina la'alma da'asi? Am I going to merit a portion in the world to come? Amalei, he told him, Yirtza Adei Nazeh, which we would say, Yirtza Hashem. Yeah, Yirtza, he gave him a bracha, the ungewinscht. He told him, Yirtza Adei Nazeh. Rabbi Shimon bar Levi, they have a conversation, and then he tells him, Emas Asim Mashiach. Tell me, Eliyahu HaNavi, when's Mashiach coming? So he says, why are you asking me? Why don't you go ask Mashiach? He says, ask Mashiach, where's Mashiach? Where am I going to find him? How am I supposed to find him? So he told him where he is. He said he sits at the gates of Rome. He's together with the Chaylim. He says, you're going to go there. You're going to see the Chaylim there. That's where he is. That's where he is. Go over there. So Gemara says, Shua ben Levi went from Miron. He traveled to Rome. He's going to go meet Eliyahu. He's going to go meet Mashiach. Comes to Mashiach. He sees the person that he knew he had to find. And he runs over to him and he tells him, Sholim Alecha Rebbe Umayri. He gives him a varm of grease, Sholim Aleichem. And Mashiach responded to him. Amalei, so he told him, Sholim Alecha Bar Levi. Amalei, so then he asks him, Le'emas Osimar. Tell me, when are you coming? Amalei, so he told him, Hayoim. Says, I'm coming today. Shua ben Levi heard this. He was so excited. He runs home. He tells his family. Either way, today came and today went. Mashiach didn't come. So next day, he goes back to Eliyahu HaNavi. And he sees Eliyahu. And the first thing, Eliyahu says, Nu, did you meet Mashiach? He said, yeah. And he said, my Omalach. He says, what did he tell you? So he said, Omalach, he told him, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. He gave me a Shalom Aleichem. He called me Bar Levi. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, stop right there. It means, remember you wanted to know if you're a Bar Olam Haba? After Chaloch Ulavuch La'amadasi, it means you and your father, you're both going to have Olam Haba. But Rishon Belevi said, Gevaldik, but I have a problem. So what's the price? Says, oh, Mashiach's a liar. Shikuri Kashakabi. He says, what do you mean he's a liar? He says, because I asked him when he's coming, and he said, Hayoim. And he didn't come today. Amalei, so he told me, he didn't understand what he was saying. He was saying, Hayoim, and Bekoilei Sishmo. He could come today, and Bekoilei Sishmo. That's what he meant to say. But either way, you have another Gemara. You have a Gemara where Yeshua ben Levi is talking to Eliyahu HaNavi. He's not sure if he has a chelik in Olam Haba. And then because Mashiach, the Bagrist, Bar Levi, that somehow meant that he's going to have a chelik. But the Bar, how is it possible? Rabbi Shua ben Levi, one of the Gedolei, so you have one of the Gedolei HaTanam, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, and then you have one of the Gedolei HaMiron, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they're both not sure if they're going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. It's Tzorech Bias. I asked this Shaila to many people over the last week or two. And the answer I got was this. Everyone told me the same thing. They were worried that maybe they're from the Eilu Sheilem Chelik Leilu Mabah. Zaydach Ben Zogin. Because it's true. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Leilu Mabah. But I think that there's another Nakud over here that's worth mentioning. That is, I heard once from my good friend Levi Chomsky, who heard from Moshe Shimon Shapiro, who heard from Meir Soloveitchik, who asked the Stiras HaRambam. The Rambam, in the end of the 8th parak in Hilchas Malachim, he's talking about the Bnei Noach. Specifically, the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And the Rambam says, Kol HaMekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, any Ben Noach that's Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvahs, V'nizer La Soison, and he's careful, to watch them. He's one of the chassidei umay sa'olam, and he has a chelik in olam haba. And then the Rambam gives a very important caveat. It's only true if he does it because Hashem commanded them to do it. But if he does it because he thinks it's the moral and ethical thing to do, says the Rambam, he's not going to have a chelik in olam haba. Now this is yodua as the shita sarambam. The Rambam shita is that the chassidei umay sa'olam yesh lam chelik olam haba. Now that we learn perik chelik, we know it's really shita's Rabbi Yeshua. So machlekes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Rambam pass like Rabbi Yeshua because we always pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer Shamutihi. But the bottom line is that's the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam says in a Pirush Mishnayis. Well, he says that's why the Mishnah said Chutz Mibilam. What do you mean Bilam? Bilam is a Ben Noach. What was the Havamina that Bilam should have a Chelik Gnoilam Abba? Terry says because Ben Noach could also have a Chelik Gnoilam Abba. But the bottom line is the Rambam Shita is very, very clear that Ben Noach could have a Chelik Gnoilam Abba. So Rav Meir asked a stira from the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. The Rambam Perik Yidal Hilchas Yisurei Bia is describing when a Ben Noach comes to convert into Judaism. So they used to. The Bezin had an obligation to tell him a little bit about what it's like to be a Yid. Says the Rambam, picking it up in the middle. Just like we tell this potential ger that if you're going to become a Yid and you're going to do Averis, it's very chomor. We tell him the positive as well. We tell him the great reward he's going to get for doing mitzvahs. And we tell him that if you do this mitzvah, that you're going to be zoicha to something called Olam Haba. V'she ein sham tzadu gomor, elo bal chochma, she oise mitzvahs elu v'yoid. V'oimrim lo. Here's the punchline. Heavy idea, you should know. She Olam Haba, that this concept of Olam Haba, ein oit sofen elo le tzadikim. Only a tzadik can get Olam Haba. V'heim yisro. And in order to be a tzadik, you have to be a yit. And then he says, that's why you find that Yidden sometimes have it bad on this world. Don't be impressed, because they have a whole new concept, something called Olam Haba. And for that Olam Haba, Hashem sometimes gives them Yisurim in this world, so they'll merit a Chashav Olam Haba. But the bottom line is, he says it's Toiva, and it's Tzvun Olahem. Bottom line is, we tell the Ger, you're becoming a Yid, you should know, you can have mitzvahs. And if you do these mitzvahs, you can get something called Olam Haba, and you need to be a Ger to get Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba is for tzaddikim, and only a Yid could be a tzaddik. The Meir says, the Rambam says, in Perek Ches Hilchas Malachin, the Chassidei Umay Sa'ilam, that's a Ben Noach, that keeps the Shevet Mitzvahs Ben Noach, Neshet Sivan Okel, has a Chelik in Olam Haba. And here the Rambam says, that we tell this person, you become a Yid, you know, now you can tap into something called Olam Haba, which is only for the tzaddik. And it's something that right now you have no shaykhis to get. So Rav Meir said in classic briska form, Vaistois, start zwei dinim in Olam Haba. This Vaistois is two Olam Habas. There's an Olam Haba that even the Ben Noach could have. And then there's an Olam Haba that's softened the tzaddikim, the ain't tzaddikim, Elo Yisrael, and it's Toivo and Safun Olam. But to say such a vart, you need a shtickle makar. Even the Rambam would need a makar to say such a vart. That is two Olam Habas. So said Rav Meir, the makar is a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara that we learned together in Parak Chelik. It's also a gemara Masechtes Brachos, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. The gemara says as follows: Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Hanaviim Kulan. All the nevuos, Yeshaya, Yecheskel, Zechariah, all the nevuos that talk about the end of days, some utopian existence that's going to take place, that talks about Olam Haba. All those nevuos loy nesnavu ela lebali tshuva. It was all said for bali tshuva, for someone that once did averis. Now he did tshuva. He's going to get Olam Haba, and that's the Olam Haba that the Nevi'im described. Aval tzaddikim gemurim. If someone's a tzaddik gomor, his Olam Haba, ayin lo yiras alikim zul asacha. Ayin lo yiras. That Olam Haba we can't describe. It's indescribable. It's not something that we, even the Nevi'im understood. So the Nevi'im spoke about Olam Haba. They were talking about the Olam Haba that the Balei Tshuva are going to get. But the Olam Haba that the tzaddik gomor is going to get, that Olam Haba says Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yech, Ayin Leiros, says the Gemara, Upliga the Rabbavo, because Rabbavo said, Fakert, but Mokam Shabbali Chuvin, Oimdim, Ain't Tzadikim Gemurim Michael, which by the way, the Rabbi Paskin is like Rabbavo. But the bottom line is, you have here a Rabbi Yechanan, where Rabbi Yechanan said that the Nevi'im that said Nevu about Olam Haba, they were talking about the Olam Haba of the Bali Chuva. But the Olam Haba of the Tzadikim Gemurim, that's Ayin Leiros, Elohim Zulasacha. So Rabbi Meir said, you see clearly that there's two Olam Habas. There's the Olam Haba that the Nevi'im were able to be masig, that the Nevi'im were able to comprehend, and then there's the Olam Haba that's Ayin Leiros Alekim Zul Asachi. You can take a look at the Mashal, by the way, in Brachos Lamed Aleph, he says clearly that Gemara is referring to Olam Haba. No ambiguity. ambiguities. It's close. Schwarz and weiß. So you see there's the Olam Haba that the Nevi'im were able to comprehend, and then there was the Olam Haba that the Nevi'im couldn't comprehend. That was Ayin Leirasa Elikim Zulasecha. So he said the Olam Haba that the Nevi'im, that's for Bali Tshuva, that Olam Haba, even a Goy can have a Shaychus too. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Sheva Mrs. Bnei Noach. But then there's another one. There's a Olam Haba that Rabbi Yochanan said is for the Tzadikim Gemurim. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. Says the Rambam, Ukishem Shemaydiya Noisa Unchen Shal Mitzvahs. We tell him Scharen Shal Mitzvahs. Umaydiya Noisa Shabasiyas Mitzvahs Elu Yiske Lechayel Mabo. Vishay Enchon Tzadik Gomor Eli Yisrael. So the point he's talking about Tzadik Gomor. That Tzadikim Gemurim Zaylam Haba. That's Ayin Leirasa the Kimzul Asecha. And that Oilam Haba and Okanami, the Ben Noyach can't have. And that's what we're telling him. It's true. You could have an Olam Haba, but there's a special Olam Haba. There's an Olam Haba that's miyuchad for tzaddikim gemurim, and that Olam Haba you need to be a yid for. So I'm letting you know, be megayer. That's schar and shal mitzvahs, because that's something that you'll be able to tap into. That's something that you'll be able to have a shaychus to. I was thinking that with this yisoy, maybe we can answer a toisvus kasha. That is, the Gemara says in Maseches Bava Basra starts on the bottom of Tez Zayin Amid Beis onto Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Tanu Rabbanon Shloisha Hitimin Hakadosh Baruch Hu Olam Hazeh Me'in. There were three people that got an Olam Hazeh Me'in Olam Haba. There were three people that were zoicha to experience Me'in Olam Haba. Who are they? Avram, Yitzchok, V'Yakut, and Yonah D'Yoyma. Avram D'Chsiv Be'i Bakoil, Yitzchok D'Chsiv Be'i Mikoil, Yakut D'Chsiv Be'i Koil. That's Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. By Avram it says Bakoil, by Yitzchok it says Mikoil, by Yakut it says Koil. What's that Madrego, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil? It's Me'in Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh. Freik Toisvis, Temel Rajba, Amai Lechoshim Nami Iyoth. Why doesn't it say Iyot? The Amal Il, it's a Gemara Bava Basra, Tezvava Midbeis, V'asoyno Yisroyes Ayyadei Malami Cheitima Kodesh Baruch Me'en Olam Haba. It's Mamash HaMafurish Gemara. So Tosfos says that Iyot only had a little bit of Me'en Olam Haba. He didn't have Me'en Olam Haba in a way that it encompasses his entire life. I was thinking, Lefian Alitz Gevaldik. Because Iyot was a Ben Noyach, according to most Sheepers. So if Iyot was a Ben Noyach, it's true Iyot had Me'en Olam Haba. But the Me'en Olam Haba that he had was Me'en his Olam Haba that he was going to get. The Chiddush was Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, who were tzaddikim gemurim. Their Olam Haba was the other Olam Haba. That's an Olam Haba of Ayin Leiras Olikim Zul Asecha. Where did they have a sheiches to that Olam Haba in this world? Even the Nevi'im couldn't fathom that Olam Haba. Right, it bothered me. Three people had Me'en Olam Haba. Don't we sing Friday night, Me'en Olam Haba? Right, Me'en Olam Haba. I thought Shabbos is doch Me'en Olam Haba. Shloisha, three people got me. The what?
Echemishishim,
Gemara Brachos. The what? Oh, Echemishishim. Yeah, so Echemish, right. Shabbos is Echemish. So you see, before it's just Me'en Olam Haba. So what's the grace of Chiddush over here? Me'en Olam, everyone has Me'en Olam Haba. The Torah says, that's not a kunst to get Me'en that Olam Haba. That Olam Haba is an Olam Haba that we could fathom. The Olam Haba of the office. That's Ayin Lo Rasa Elikim Zulasecha. The fact that that Olam Haba, which is soft one, it's hidden, says Bahaltin, even the Nevi'im, Yishaya Novi, even Yecheskel, Yecheskel Ben Buzi, Ross and Shivcha, right? Yecheskel Ben Buzi couldn't be massive that. Even that, they couldn't comprehend that the Ovis had it on this world. But either way, so I was thinking, maybe that's Pachan in the Gemara. Rabbi Chinim Ben Tradi wanted to know Mani L'chai Olam Haba. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi wanted to know Mani L'chai Olam Haba. Ken Zayin, the Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik L'Olam Haba. Maybe that wasn't his Shaila. Maybe that he understood. But this Olam Haba, that's Sofon L'Tzadikim, a whole nother realm, kicking it into an entirely different gear. Whether or not he had that Olam Haba, that could be his pshat in those two gemaras.